Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Ooh, I got a bone to pick with this entire world that I
sounds like you got more than a bone to pick, my friend.
Before we start, I want to do, we need to sound that alarm, because guess what? Sound the alarm, Fernando, because we got one!
Wow, what's the alarm?
We got one!
What's the alarm?
Fire up the sirens, baby!
Whoa!
Fucking, I did it, man. I'm bringing down the balloons. Fucking balloons. Can you even hear the quotations in my fucking voice? What is it, Pennywise?
Wow.
Oh, is Pennywise taking a trip to fucking Canada? Oh, balloons everywhere?
No.
Oh, balloons. Oh, Mr. Pennywise, he went down to Uruguay this fucking put on a light show for all these fucking
Could
people?
Could be.
I'm already getting us dropped in the algorithm.
You're really screwing the show.
Energy, but I'm just want to say to people been hitting me up. People have been hitting me up about these orbs. That
seems like
they've
taken been stressing
down.
You out.
These are, we'll get into it. They are not balloons. They are objects. They started saying objects, and all of a sudden now, like, rolling back to balloons. What is this again? Some Party City? You closed Party City, Joe Biden. You fucking closed Party City because you don't want anybody to have a good time because you're afraid of your bones snapping in your sleep.
Well, I'm just happy you're handling all this so well. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
Party Shitty.
Oh my God,
Joe Biden!
You've somehow taken him down a notch, haven't you? Very nice. Thank you all so much for listening. If you haven't learned thus far, there's a bunch of unidentified flying balloons over the United States.
They're not balloons.
Canada, Uruguay.
They're just calling them balloons.
Well, they are circular. Look to be balloonish. Can we go balloonish?
I'm gonna dive across this table.
But they are balloonish. You can't, you have to say that they're also balloonish.
They are not. One was a gray cylinder. Another was an octagonal shaped metal craft with antennas hanging off the bottom of it. The other one, they didn't even know what the fuck it was. I gotta do this one piece at a time, Kissel.
Well, before we get to all of that, we do have a small update on a woman that we covered. She beheaded somebody that she was having sex with.
Happy Valentine's Day.
In the name of Valentine's Day, we had to do a love story. So a married woman who decapitated her lover after choking him during sex. It was a drug-fueled sex act. She was doing one of these
Tylenol.
Tylenol, indeed, or perhaps Advil gone crazy. Ooh. So she was in front of the judge to see if she was mentally stable enough to stay on trial. We mentioned the woman in the mugshot. She looks very much like she would behead you in a drug-fueled sex romp.
She looks like an energetic woman.
She's scary.
Yeah.
So she said, oh, I'm going to make sure the judge thinks I'm crazy. And then in order to do that, she attacked her lawyer court.
It's hard because it's just going to affect, it's really going to color your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You really have to think about that. If you're going to attack your own lawyer, he who represents himself has a fool for him client, but he who has his own enemy as a lawyer makes himself an enemy of himself.
Absolutely. The woman's name is Taylor Shabusiness.
Yeah, Shabusiness.
And she showed the lawyer
Shabusiness.
There you go. She's 25 years psycho. She jumped on her attorney, Quinn Jolly. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If you're a lawyer and your name is Quinn Jolly, I think that you need to represent Santa Claus.
Maybe.
Any mall Santa Claus that gets, he's drinking at work. Quinn Jolly is on the case.
I feel like Quinn Jolly is one of those dudes when, like, the head elf has a bunch of allegations and you need a fixer to come in.
Call Quinn Jolly.
Yeah, don't worry, Spritzer. He's going to take care of everything for you. We'll pay her off.
So she went full Macho Man Randy Savage. She struck Mr. Jolly in the head with her elbow, and then she had to sit in the corner in handcuffs.
Yeah, she does look like a less athletic China.
And I would say also, she does show her tackling ability, and this took place in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I think if she did a three-point stance, technically they'll say she's sane enough to stand trial.
Absolutely. Sign her up for the Packers. The lawyer did not suffer many injuries, but I'm going to say it's going to make him more difficult to defend her because he does see that she can be violent.
And so when it shows that even though she physically attacked him, as true to his name, it never affected his attitude.
He did smile, didn't he? So she is charged with first degree homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third degree sexual assault after the victim's own mother discovered her son's head severed in a bucket covered with a towel. Happy Valentine's Day.
Just make sure you come home with something. This is what this is all about. Valentine's
A head in
Day,
a bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Or your head's going to be in a bucket.
At least he thought about me. You know what I mean? Because, a head in a bucket. Oh, where'd you get this? Head in a bucket?
Mm.
Yeah, it's down at the Bad Mall.
According to the police, Shabusiness admitting to giving oral sex and using a sex toy on her victim. So what a day for the guy.
Yeah.
He got penetrated in his buttocks and then his head got cut off. How fun. She has pleaded not guilty for reasons of mental illness.
You see, that's the thing. And I would say go for like mental chillness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Try to like flip it on the court. Be like, oh, maybe I was just so relaxed. That's why I did this.
But it seems as if Mr. Jolly, he may have had this coming because he was supposed to introduce testimony from an expert witness, but he did not. Instead, he told the judge, Thomas Walsh, that the witness had not completed his report. So this woman was like, you didn't do your job right.
Yeah.
And I feel like this woman, she just wants you to do the job right.
I think that he really thought that just a coke and a smile was going to carry him all the way through, but he didn't understand that he was dealing with your business.
Indeed. So anyway, the officers kept on yelling, stop at your business. But of course, she kicked herself free, wrapped her foot around a cord, and connected it to his utility belt. This woman is like scary.
She was very, very intense.
All right. So that's a human story about human beings doing what humans do, which is beheading their sexual partner in the midst of coitus for whatever reason. Ooh. And then attacking their lawyer for not doing a good enough job of trying to get him off of first-degree murder charges.
Can I get into this now? Can I get into
America?
This now?
Okay.
Is it ready for me? I'm ready for it. All right, I got to do this now.
You're
I got to get this
up.
Out of me.
Let's move on. Number. Let's set it up just a second.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to set this up.
I'm going to set this up. Let me run and then jump in.
Okay.
All right, just let me run, jump in. So first off,
maybe just
February
start
4th.
Walking and then so we can come together with you.
We will. We will.
Okay.
We will.
Take us with you.
February 4th. Do you remember 10 days ago? What a different world we were in.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Right? February 4th. Oil spill already. Chemical spill had already happened. We're going to get into it as well.
That's a whole another component of this.
February 4th. We shot down a Chinese spy balloon.
Yes.
Good work, everybody.
That was good. We had to do it.
It's a balloon. Yes. We saw it 20,000 feet. A bunch of people
took
pictures of it.
Two school buses, solar panels. Perhaps a laser attached to it.
It did. We say we saw some green laser shooting down. God knows. I think they're trying to figure out what we order by region, by specific style of menu. Right. They're just looking at being like, oh, I see when they are doing the Italian fusion over in Magunka, they love the savory cannoli.
Okay.
I don't know what they want. Right?
You're derailing yourself.
We shot it down to the sky February 4th because old Joe Biden wouldn't let a balloon go that wasn't inside of his fucking kidneys.
Well,
right?
He did have to shoot it down for national security
He's
reasons.
Inflated.
Okay.
Right. And so February 5th, they fished that thing right out of the water. We're like, got it. Right. China's just like, oh, that's egg on our face. Right. Oh,
sure.
What are we going to do here?
Embarrassed. Right? Sure. So, yeah.
Cut to 6 days later, February 10th, off the Alaskan coast. 40,000 feet. This is around Prudhoe Bay, right? This is on the Alaska's northern coast.
Okay.
Now, they shot an object out of the sky that they say was about the size of a small car, adding that it was not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon from the previous weekend, right? We saw it. It shot it out. Now, you said the reason why they shot it out of the sky is because they said it, quote-unquote, posed a reasonable threat to the safety civilian flight. Sure. That, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Right, cool.
We got to fly our planes. We can't be hitting these balloons or octagonal objects.
The same day, February 10th, another object is seen over Montana, that has drifted over to the it drifted over to the Lake Huron area. We'll get to it. February 11th, Yukon, Canada. Right? This is where you guys go. Everybody's dressed in flannel, riding seals everywhere, right? Magical place. But guess what? Perfect place to hide secret technology, right? 40,000 feet. This is in Canada's central Yukon area. Object that they said is potentially similar to the one shot off the South Carolina coast, where they're trying to say, quote, unquote, but they said they added it was smaller in size and cylindrical and gray. So it was absolutely nothing like the Chinese spy balloon that we shot down.
Well, it was in the sky. It was unidentified. And we to some degree, it was an autonomous floating entity in the sky.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So there's some similarity. Sure. I'm saying it's more similar than a Winnebago.
Are you a psyop?
No,
are you trying to derail the truth already? How many more derailments can this country take?
I think you are doing. Are you full of chemicals? Because you're about to derail. So what I'm going to say is the thing that they were saying is it's similar in a sense that it is.
Yeah, like an autonomous. Similar.
No,
like
not everything.
All things are made out of atoms.
Yes. Okay.
February 12th, the object that was seen above Montana 2 days earlier was shot down over Lake Huron. This is a 20,000 feet. It was in 20,000 feet, right?
About 15
nautical miles. It was very crazy, right? This is real fast. A lot of information all at once. Trying to have a staycation with my wife. Trying to have a romantic time with my wife.
Did you let this ruin your...
No, I didn't. No, it enhanced. Because all it did was make me randier and randier each time I went back to the news.
Yes.
And then she'd be like, oh, another round? I'm like, here's another balloon down, baby.
Well, you found the lady for you, and you're a lucky man. I also want to say, for the first time, you expressed your love for C-SPAN. And isn't C-SPAN simply the best?
For UAP, it's great.
It's the best.
I was glued to it. I've never been glued to something like this before.
Unedited, uninspired. Two camera shots.
You hear all the coughs.
Perfect.
And so this object over Lake Huron was presented as an octagonal structure, right? With strings hanging off. So whatever. Okay. Strings hanging off. Look like antennas. Jeremy Corbell actually showed video on the Joe Rogan podcast not that long ago about this. And then we saw an object that looked just like that. It was a metal circle. And then now Pentagon is immediately saying that it was a metallic sphere, right? It's a metallic sphere and it's got little antennas hanging off the back of it. What the fuck is it? What's that shit? I don't know, right? We shut it down.
Know.
So now we know. The reason why we are seeing these things is because after the Chinese spy balloon incident, Joe Biden went straight to his team and he was like, are you my daughter? But after that, what he did, he said, hey, look, what we need to do is take NORAD, all of these missile systems, these defense systems we have, and we need to change the parameters on them. Because right now, NORAD is built to see enemy aircraft, right? It's fast moving with payloads. Big, they're supposed to, and they move fast.
Danger zone stuff.
Yes.
Things where we want to be aware that we might be being attacked.
Where Tom Cruise goes to suck dick inside a plane.
Whoa, right? You think he does that in planes?
Everywhere he can, just outside of the CC, right?
Good for him.
And so they changed the way the NORAD looked. So they want to look at smaller and slower. That's what they said. So that's when these things popped up, and they decided, we're just going to blow the hell out of these things out of the sky. Because quote unquote to them, they were in civilian air, right? They're in flight, the civilian flight area, right?
Yes.
So these things are out there. What they've decided is to blow these up. Now, what they did was, as soon as we start shooting them out of the air, you notice they start calling them UFOs and they stop calling them UAPs.
Sure.
Right? UAPs to make it sound legit for budgetary reasons.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it interchanged, but yes, UFO definitely used more now.
Way more, right? Yep. They blew it out of the sky. They then promised.
Also, UAP was really popular for a while. I haven't seen that too much.
What you notice is, again, as soon as we started using missiles on them, and I do honestly, I do feel proud for our pilots because they finally got to blow this shit up. Because most of the times when they blow shit up, it causes a bunch of PTSD. You know what I mean? It really they fucks them up. But at least this time, like, oh, I'm blowing up an unmanned vehicle. That's kind of cool, right?
And no one is judging them, right? Because they actually saw something. There was other pilot. There's a 26-minute audio of a pilot that it was saying that he saw something.
They're all seeing
it. And so people are really beginning to take these individuals seriously.
And the nature of the objects are interesting.
The pilot that saw that was over Lake Huron.
Yes, he saw these objects. But they said the thing that's weird about them is that they are hovering in air and they don't have what seems to be any sort of discernible propulsion system. If you were looking at
about the solar power panels? Now that would propulse them.
Because it would still have a thing that shoots out the back of it that makes it move. Even the Chinese spy balloon that we caught and know that we have has a machine on it that allows it to move forward. That's a propulsion system. This is shit that's sticking in the air at 40,000 feet. They say it's kind of floating, but some of them were stationary. They don't know how it fuck it was because they're calling it, what's the term? It's unconventional technology, right? This is the term that they're using. Don't know what the fuck that is, right? So then so they blow this stuff out of the sky.
Yes.
They know now that it wasn't connected to any country. They immediately didn't blame anybody. They didn't blame China. They didn't blame Russia. With the Chinese spy balloon, we went and fished that shit out. 12 hours later, you know, obviously everyone's saying like, oh my God, these spy balloons, as if we haven't all been, you know, actively doing espionage on each other in a backdoor handshake agreement since the beginning of the UN.
Well, you know, the major mistake that they made with the spy balloon, they didn't put a nipple on it, let people feel loved.
Or put a cleave on it, let it look like a
butt. But yes, it was the spy balloon. It was something rational enough for us to be like, yes, this happens. We know this happens.
Sure.
And one got out of whack and so we had to shoot it down.
We blew it out of the sky. So we blew the shit out of the sky. We're immediately like, we're getting that wreckage. We're going to get that wreckage. We're going to examine what it is. Yeah. We're going to tell the whole world. And guess what they then just said? Then 6 hours later, after they blew it out of the sky, oh, we don't know where that wreckage is. There's no way we're going to be able to get it.
Well, the ocean is pretty big. Maybe a whale is currently wearing it, trying to be.
Are you wearing a wire?
No, I'm not. I'm fully mic'd up.
Are you wearing a wire?
I'm fully mic'd up. It could be under my bosom. But no, perhaps
you're riddled with lumps.
Thank you. Perhaps a little whale is pretending to be David Bowie and he's wearing it like a little gown. But that is what now to prove your point just a bit. According to Air Force General Glenn Van Herk, now he's the dude who's in charge of NORAD. He is a NORAD commander. He has not ruled out that the object spotted over North America could be extraterrestrial in origin.
He is saying this because the whole point is to create a smokescreen to hide all of our super high-tech shit in the sky. None of them really believe that they are aliens.
So you believe that now you want them to be aliens?
Well, this is my issue. If they're aliens, I don't know if we should be blowing up what are probably the nerve endings of a giant interconnected, probably AI/robot base. Like, if this is really like, if these things are visiting us from other planets and it's nuts and bolts aliens, we shouldn't be just blowing up the messengers, right? That's probably a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we do know about our military is that they're very religious. So that I also do believe if they actually thought that they were aliens, they would not blow them up because what have we seen from the work of George Knapp as they talk about a lot of the reason why they have not directly looked a lot of this phenomena and the phenomena as a whole in the face is because they're actually very afraid of it. They believe it's the devil, right? They believe the devil is going to fuck them up.
I think there's members of the military who are religious, but their number one religion is patriotism, freedom, and making a bunch of money. So this is what Van Herk had to say when asked, do you think these things are extraterrestrial? He said, I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out.
Oh, the honest ones. Ask the guys that know. Oh, yeah, the straight shooters.
These are all we have, Henry. He goes on, I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with the attempt to identify.
It's just interesting because this poses a lot of questions.
But if we don't trust the counterintelligence agency or the intelligence agency in this matter, now aren't we just going to get more conspiratorial than ever?
It's too late. Okay. Because the reason why it's too late is because they didn't claim it to a country and they let that concept of it being aliens float for literally wink joke. For too long. They let it float, right? They were like,
I mean, it's still there.
Maybe it is. Blah, blah, blah. It's not. It's definitely not because I don't think that that's my opinion is that they would not blow it up necessarily. I don't know what they would do, but it does point towards a lot of things. Okay. Number one was that they blame a lot of sightings and UFO footage, like the new stuff coming out on what they're saying is radar anomalies. They're saying like, oh,
the thing that almost got us into a nuclear war.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, maybe this shit's happening because it's like, well, that's how they try to poo-poo the old UAP footage, saying like, oh, these are radar anomalies. Now, all of a sudden, that radar's tight as fuck. There's no way it's not. Like, we catch everything. Right. And so there's another weird lie thing that they're caught in. Another thing is that this stuff's floating in the air and civilian, it's like, oh, out in the middle of nowhere. We're blown up. We can't see it. There is a way for them to find it. If you're scrambling, and I might be wrong on this too, but I think I'm correct. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. If you're going to scramble fighters to go kill something, a lot of times what you would have with it are other packages. You would have something that is watching for them. So I imagine that not only would you, you'd have the fighter jets going, but you'd also have support craft that would be watching where the debris went from the thing that you blew up. And the way that they're talking, the way that it blew up, is that it didn't deflate. It literally exploded. These things are solid. They kept saying objects. Now they're saying balloons because they're trying to tighten up the narrative. My theory is that it started as a way, because when they went to readjust the way NORAD looks at our skies, is that they wanted to show and flex to the world that we can blow shit up that is the size of a car at 40,000 feet. You're never going to get to the United States of America. And what they did was blow up a bunch of private U.S. tech that either was in a need-to-know area that the other people didn't know what it was. Maybe shit that's been floating up in the sky for a long time and they blew it up just to flex that it's there. Because I truly believe
that this is an example of us showing off our weapon system?
Yes.
You think that we have a dome like we give to Israel, perhaps?
I think that that's one aim of this, of the, especially talking about it and using the word UFOs. Because again, I still think that the phenomena is largely more psychic than it is biological and physical. And so it has that component to it. So yes, maybe you can blow up, like, maybe these are nodes, or what some people have said that these orbs are, that they're literal actual living things that are in our atmosphere that we don't know what they are, and that they're not, maybe they're not extraterrestrial. They are terrestrial, but they literally are a life form that we don't understand.
Live from your grave.
By the end of the day, the last decision we want to worry about is what's for dinner. My main question is, where's my children and wife? Why is this house burning into the ground? See, this is where Home Chef comes in, especially during these trying times. Say goodbye to meal planning, recipe-induced stress, and last-minute grocery store runs, and let Home Chef bring simple, delicious home-cooked meals right to your door. Home Chef makes your nightly routine easier and more exciting with a wide selection of delicious meals that arrive at your doorstep in the form of fresh, perfectly pre-portioned ingredients and an easy-to-follow recipe card. You can do it missing your head. You can make these meals. You don't have time to cook? You gotta finish shredding all the files at your white-collar job? Have a hot, delicious meal on the table and a snack with quick decisions like their 15-minute recipes. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/left for 75% off your first box. Again, go to homechef.com/left for 75% off. Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family, because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart, and don't delete, because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it, thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Are you finding it harder to don latex and go out to the spank club at night? I know I am. Maybe it's that my rump has gotten softer, or my need for punishment by a big bone daddy is just not as strong as it used to be. But honestly, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I know, because when I go to the guy that hangs me upside down by my ankles and he plays with my nostrils with a feather and calls me his little panty boy, I'm like, what am I getting out of this? Like, why is this not doing this for me right now? I need to talk to my therapist. Because what's the right amount of socializing for you? I mean, me, I require at least 3,000 to 5,000 fans cheering me on in order for me to feel like I'm worth anything. But other people need less. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life. It doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LastPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LastPod. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Yeah, basketball! Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Basketball! You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's all it takes. You got to make the right picks. And it's simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. It's incredible. Prize Picks, it's easy and fun. And if I were you, I would be keeping my eye on that LeBron James, famous basketball player. Is he going to get more rebounds this week, or will it be the next week? Will he get more points this time, or the points will be worse than the last time? All I know is I like his shoes, and I like his outfits that he wears from the bus to the locker room. But I can't pick those. But if I could, I would. Download the app today and use code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Well, according to National Security Council spokesman, speaking of...
Another guy. I wouldn't even let him babysit my fucking parrot.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that fly up in the sky, his name is John Kirby. And you remember Kirby, the video game character.
I'm starting to turn into a Kirby-like shade about this. I'm becoming fuchsia. Yeah.
They have publicly said that the most recent UFOs that have been shot down over the weekend... We're not tied to China's spy balloon.
They're not tied, and because they know that they know what China's spy balloon like does, and like they
these
know
are slightly
what,
different. According to Kirby, he says initial assessments based on talking to civil authorities and the intelligence community is that we don't see anything that points right now to these being part of the PRC spying program.
And the reason why they went to go and they go to scoop up the debris. I bet you they did go to scoop up the debris.
I'm sure they
and
did.
All of a sudden they pull it up and it says fucking like literally like Apple on the side of it. And it's a fucking drone thing that they sent up 20 years ago. I mean, like literally,
well,
it's
it
just
could
floating
be. I mean,
or
that's
something.
That's a like, very valid point. This could be billionaires technology gone amok.
Just up in the sky and they blew it up. And that's just, again, that is a complete conjecture, but it is a theory I have. Only because why are we trying to deny all of us what the explanation is when it's just straight up? You should have started with balloons, dog. If you wanted us to believe it was balloons, you should have been saying balloons since day one. You've been saying objects because you're trying to make me mad and you're trying to get me focused. And go to what you're trying to get me focused on. Anything but the giant chemical spill that is happening in Ohio right now.
Well, you know,
I think that I don't know if it was necessarily engineered to be a smokescreen. I think you're really putting a lot on the U.S. government and their abilities to arrange shit.
I would say that you might have something when it comes to a smokescreen. However, our infrastructure is so bad. And to be fair, no one's talking about it. So I actually think the oil or the chemical spill needs to be discussed more. But the people that pull the strings of media are the ones who own those chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually haven't heard that much about the chemical spill.
No, they have clamped. They have clamped it down.
That's my only thing when it comes to, I don't think it's a smokescreen because otherwise they'd be like, it would be everywhere. And people are just like, chemical spill, who cares?
But I do want to say, if you guys, like, you should do your own research on it because I can't go too deep in detail because it's just a lot. But it happened outside of, was it, it's East Palestine, Ohio.
East Palestine, Ohio.
War-torn Ohio.
We'll mention it on Top Hat this week. The governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, has come out with a statement because, as you might know, chemicals know no lands.
They don't.
They know no boundaries. No.
They're truly neutral. They don't see any race.
They don't see anything.
Is it just nice to experience the true neutrality of toxic chemicals?
So literally, people in Pennsylvania have a river of chemicals coming towards them.
If you've seen the pictures, it looks like Ghostbusters 2. It was a train that derailed that had something it's a bunch of different chemicals in it. One was called vinyl chloride. It's the beginning of a trauma movie that is happening in East Palestine. And they've said it's cleaned up and everything's fine. I don't know. A lot of people that are living there are saying it doesn't smell fine. Fish and animals are dying everywhere. It's mainly, I think the issue is that we're really not going to see the actual outcome of the story until 20 years from now,
it's
which is
be
why
bad.
They're just trying to clamp it. It's going to be the fucking the Camp Lejeune. And, of 2023.
Well, absolutely. A lot of air quotes, environmental lawyers on the wrong side of the environmental law are sitting there trying to dot their I's and cross their T's to make sure that every single person that gets sick is either killed or compensated in the smallest possible
way possible. Well, because they got what's this, but there's also the testing unit. There's like there's some controversy around the people that they used to do that, not the EPA, but somebody else that was a group, a private contractor that they are using to do the everything's fine here testing.
Oh, great.
That is just like, you know, it's just some company. I mean, you send a guy named Greg out there and he just like takes a chunk of soil. Don't taste like vinyl chloride.
Yeah, it's just DeWine's nephew. It's always just the long lost kind of slow relative of somebody in power that they're going to give this job to, and he's going to do a horrible freaking job.
And guess what happened? You know why? And you know why I think all of this is going down?
What?
Every single fucking bit of this. Can you even fucking believe this?
If
right?
You mentioned we've because you don't get breakfast all day at McDonald's, I'm going to shoot you.
That's one.
Okay.
That's just the beginning. If you want to really turn me into a supervillain, my villain origin story. This country is fucking falling apart.
Kind of.
Because someone decided to steal the fucking catalytic converter out of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I am devastated by that.
I think that all of this shit's happening because our hot dog agents aren't out there with their eyes to the sky. They're absolutely blind eyeball meat looking at the sky and hoping and watching the trains. You know what also, but the other big thing is about precision stage trains. That's a whole thing. It's very complicated.
Well,
a lot of union and labor issues.
Yes, there's less workers working more hours on more unsafe tracks, and something like that was bound to happen. And now that cover up is fully underway. But going back,
am I like the guy from 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Like in terms of just being on the ball. and like knowing all the info and being able to hit all the corners and stuff.
Absolutely. You're the Andy Rooney of podcasts. But going back license plates. Why do I care where you're from? But going back to Kirby, what he had to say again with the intelligence community, he says in checking with the FAA, they do not appear to have been operated by the U.S. government. So we're pretty comfortable in ruling out that they were a U.S. government object.
It's garbage.
So, but the U.S. government is saying it's not ours?
Of course. Of course. Okay. This is why I feel that if they just showed us like what they at least like Roswell, it felt like, you know, oh, at least thanks for giving me a reach around. Right. At least you brought out fake debris. Right. And you'd be like, it's not a UFO. It's a weather balloon. Like, show me a balloon, Biden. Show me one.
You Make want me Biden just to just lie, go just do a presser with the balloon.
If you're going to lie. Right. I want to see the balloon again. You're not getting me back. I want to see a balloon. I want to see Osama bin Laden's toe. I want to see a chunk of Osama bin Laden. I want you to call Barack Obama and tell him to get out of that pitch meeting at Netflix and go down there and show me. I want to see Osama bin Laden's favorite belt buckle. And now I know for a fact that we got him because I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Well,
Doc.
Judging by the garb, I don't think he wore a lot of belts, but he was unceremoniously buried at sea. So his toe was probably in the
It's like a
tummy
ceremony. You mean unceremoniously? You mean it didn't happen?
Yes, of course. So apparently,
we're getting there, dog. The spy and Project Bluebeam, man.
Yes. Well, you can go on. So the spy balloon. This is why it's a little bit different than the three UFOs that were not maneuverable. The spy balloon from China. This is why they don't believe it was Chinese. It could move left, right, slow down, speed up, and loiter. The most recent devices,
and that's illegal in a lot of states,
that were shot down could not do those things.
Yeah, man. So. No, they were just floating in the goddamn sky, and then we blew it up, and then they're all like, this is one of those things too. If it really is unconventional technology that we've never seen before, don't we want to catch it? Don't we want to get it? Don't we want to go get that shit? I'm not blaming our fucking the boys in the sky. Their jobs are just to shoot the shit. Right?
I mean, which must have been fun again.
Yeah, exactly. There's also the concept of Project Bluebeam.
Okay, now Project Bluebeam. Now we know Blue Book. Now what's Bluebeam?
Project Bluebeam is a, I am still going to call it a conspiracy theory because I still don't think that the hologram tech is there yet. We've seen some examples that they showed in China. They did like New Year's Eve. You see how they shot a bunch of, they did a bunch of digital whales in the sky and everyone.
When China did the Olympics, it was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that technology, we talked about this on Top Ed as well. The new weapon of mass destruction is going to be a swarm of drones, little drones. Which, of course, can be used to make whales in the sky or kill entire families.
It's true. It's called weapons of mass distraction. Thank you.
Boom.
Where's my book? That's going to be my book.
You can write a book
That's going to be my serious book when I write my, like, my Al Franken style, like, you know, being like, getting real into the details. When I run for president.
I love it.
Because that's when they'll be brave enough to fucking kill me.
I support you.
But, so Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory that says the United States government or some various collection of government agencies will create a hologram version of an alien invasion to then create a new world order that would finally unite all of us in a war against fake aliens, which honestly at this point actually doesn't sound like a bad idea, but it's not happening. So I don't know if this is it. There are a lot of people immediately being like, oh, Project Bluebeam's firing up, but it's like we're shooting them out of the sky. Whatever it is, we're blowing it up.
But you do make a solid point, and I do believe overall people have come together and seen these things in the sky, and we've had a good conversation. I was out at some local bars this weekend enjoying some festivities. Hmm. People were discussing them that had clothes on, and one person even had a tie on.
I'm fully dressed.
You are fully dressed. So it does seem like something is happening within our public discourse that is kind of nice in a way.
I find it, because just the idea, the very bottom of this story is if it is alien in nature, if it's extraterrestrial, I don't think that we made a good decision blowing it up. I feel like should have set up like some hors d'oeuvres.
But that's like when at some point when that shitty fucking Tesla that Elon Musk's shitty ass sent into our space.
Yeah. When it crashes on Xenon 549.
We're not going to care.
No.
So I also think, like you said, might just be like, well, hey, we lost a couple of our payload. Where do you think that's going
to
go?
You're just talking to me about what I believe is the plethora of different things that are inside of the phenomena. I do believe that maybe some of these like weird orbs that we're seeing in the sky are natural phenomena. I think some of them, what I said before, the idea that like there's a dormant AI robot species somewhere in a planet-sized battery that what you have to build for an entire robot civilization to live on deep, deep in the cold of space. And then you shoot little like eyeball orbs out to go see what's out in the universe, kind of like the story of the three body problem. Like, I feel like that could possibly be a thing. I think that grays, all the type of stuff, like, you know, time traveling humans, I think could be a thing. The idea of extraterrestrial human beings showing up. You will regard me.
That's kind of fun.
You will regard me.
I'm regarding.
Live from your grave.
We've all had times where it's difficult to make ends meet. That's why there's Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. With Dave, there's no interest, late fees, or credit check. That's more money to fill your tank, finally get your car repaired, or catch up on bills without having to wait for your next paycheck. Millions of Americans have already downloaded the Dave app to get financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store now or go to dave.com/left. That's dave.com/left. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University. Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I understand. I've had friends, truly, people I haven't talked to in years reach out to me.
This truly is insane. I mean, obviously, we unpack things,
but that's why it
in
feels
a way
so like
that we can just digest it. But it really is batshit fucking insane.
Well, it's also like you're gonna go so far. Like, I guess that's what it is. It's like you've been covering up UFO shit for so long, and now you're playing it out loud. What's the purpose? Why are you doing it? Are you just playing with me? Or it's like then there's another world of me that says, like, you know, like small, but like maybe they're just as fucking confused as we are. They don't know what it is, but I still feel like somebody somewhere in there inside of the Pentagon has some kind of information about what this is. And maybe those people aren't all talking to each other. And maybe there's something like that. That's to me the most innocent that it could be. And then they just keep hitting that UFO button, waiting for the clouds to disappear over Ohio.
I think the most innocent it could be is literally they're just research balloons. This is according to Melissa Dalton. She's an assistant secretary of defense of Homeland Defense and Hemispheric Atmospheres. She says a range of entities, including countries, companies, research organizations, operate objects at all these altitudes for purposes that are not nefarious, including legitimate research.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think that
it could just be
private tech that we don't know what it is. And then when we use the example of we're going to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars it takes to shoot the one missile, right? Because then it could take like something like 100,000 people, or like the idea of firing one missile is a huge long chain of stuff.
So, at the very least, we would, if this was, let's say, a private company, according to Kirby, he says they don't know. They're looking into it, that it could be a private company. At the very least, we would learn that there are private multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar
floating stuff in the sky.
Floating stuff in the sky without telling the governments.
Or anybody.
Of which they're floating their balloons or whatever they are above.
And then we go to scoop it up and it says, like, make sure to drink your Ovaltine on the side of it. We know that we can't tell everybody that it's ours.
Yes. And there are some politicians that, in my personal opinion, have a lot more to think about. Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's a real piece of shit out of Alabama. He says President Biden needs to get up in front of the United States people and tell them what he knows. Get out there and tell the people we're in good shape. We know what's going on and let's go on with our lives. But I don't know if that any of that is true.
No, I don't think it is.
But that's what Tommy Tuberville, a former coach who's, again, a real schmuck, wants Biden to do.
But this is another thing where
if Biden talks, you're going to believe him anyway.
No.
There you go.
But partially it's about like if you... It's also strange because I saw some people saying like this shows like a weakness that we're letting things over our skies, when it's more just like it actually shows that we're extremely powerful.
We blew them up. I mean, yeah, they're not
and
just
they didn't
there.
Even get here. Like just the fact of finding them makes them extremely difficult. Just seeing them in the sky while you're traveling at 1,000 miles per hour inside of a fighter jet is impossible.
I actually think the smokescreen are the UAPs, because not one of these piece of shit politicians, Blumenthal, Cotton, none of them are mentioning the oil spill or the chemical spill.
No, of course not.
So I actually think it's reversed.
They're all
using the chemical spill. It's the same thing with that Santos guy. Everyone wants him there because he just takes all the press.
Yeah, he gets all the heat. And so they could just walk right past him. Oh,
anyway, well, it's fascinating times all around. Let us know what you think. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. From a military perspective, from a tech perspective, from a conspiracy perspective. What do you guys think is happening?
I feel like it's many layered. It's hard to put into one basket because, you know, who the fuck knows? The only person who knows is old Michael Jackson in heaven.
Absolutely.
He's the only one who knows, and he's up there just going, hee hee hee.
the one thing that we do know is all of this stuff is recent phenomenon, and we're seeing it play out in real time.
It's not recent.
Well, it's recent in the sense that we see it play out, and these the blowings ups of these balloon objects, we're seeing it. Perhaps if we had cameras during Roswell, we would have had this conversation 60 plus years ago.
I want a spin kick.
Aren't you happy though? It's not making you happy at all.
It's
but we're finding UFOs.
We're blowing them up.
Yeah.
We're blowing them up.
Like, you gotta find them first.
It's one of those where I feel like, again, if it's my boyhood dream and we're blowing them up, that's not good. You know, I feel like that's not good. I feel like we're kicking the same can down the street like we're doing with the chemical spill in Ohio, being like, oh, this will be something my grandparents will deal with. Like, you know, like my grandchildren will deal with when they fucking finally, when the next wave arrives.
Well, to be fair, the Biden administration did float the idea of getting a big net, but then that was kind of laughed down because there's no way to do it. So I think maybe they don't know how to grab them.
What are you saying? We're like running low on net?
I think that they just don't have enough net.
We got to worry about our fucking, there's a whole acrobat like shortage.
It's not the movie Spaceballs. I just don't think there's a big net that can like grab them. Maybe there is. I don't know.
You're right.
Remember Batwing from 1989's Batman? He was able to get the balloons that the Joker released up into the air of Gotham.
Those beautiful times.
Ironically, those balloons were spraying chemicals all over the population of Gotham as they were like, I'm so happy that they were getting free money from
Holy
the Joker.
Fucking shit.
But we need Batman.
Well, I've been saying
it's going to be fucking like some douchebag.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's like all the comic books show that Batman ends up being some like crazy, like fascist, mean guy, even though he's traumatized. He's traumatized. He doesn't know. He loves bats.
All right. Well, we will keep you up to date and let us know. I want to hear from you, because the nice thing about this is everyone has opinions and everyone's opinions are valid and warranted.
No, because again,
we truly don't fucking know.
We don't know. And we're kicking these things around because, again, we should just hope it's not extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully we're just angering some billionaire who was like, my balloon. All right. Well, speaking of anger, just before we get to Hero of the Week, there's some fantastic films out there. The Menu is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Casablanca is a great film. Is it? So many films.
Is it really, though?
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Charade is a great film.
I just lied.
So for those that don't know, I'm not going to ruin The Menu for you, but it's about someone.
It's about me. It's about me.
Artists do not necessarily love to be judged or reviewed negatively.
Sure.
There was a German.
I love it.
Yes. That's all we know. There's a German ballet director. He got a bad review for one of his ballets, which I don't know how you do that. Did they not kick enough?
Girls' feet too big.
So this ballet director, who looks like a man who would do this. I love this guy.
Oh, very much so. He looks like a German ballet director.
His name is Marco Goik. He confronted a dude named Wiebke Hoester at the Hanover State Opera. Now, he was furious at her verdict of his previous show.
I looked at your previous performance, and the only thing I can say is I heard some fart from the second row. I know for a fact that normally I would really enjoy it, because I know that each time a ballet dancer jumps, it's because she's fueled by a tiny fart. But I do not want to hear it.
No, you don't.
Because it is interrupting some music.
Well, she said that the show was boring and disjointed, which I guess that's bad.
Them's firing words, man.
But I think if you go to the ballet, what are you there for, the fucking fireworks? Sit your ass down and be bored. Isn't that what the rich want to do?
I do know ballet at its best. It's compelling, vibrant, imaginative, very, you transport into a world of jumps and kicks and little dresses and stuff. But I think that when it is bad, ooh, man, it's bad.
Yes. So this guy was pretty pissed at the idea that his ballet was boring and disjointed. So he went up to her during an event, and then he smeared a bunch of dog shit all over her face.
My question is,
and that was at the premiere of his new show.
Ooh, that's not how you secure a good review. My question is, where'd he get the shit?
Well, it must have been his dog,
He brought it in a bag. That's a lot of rage.
Yeah.
If you can plan it while you're walking your dog, she'll be like, yes, that's a good juicy shit. That's a good juicy shit, Fana. You made the most delectable shit for my revenge, Fana.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, he must have had this plant. So he was probably feeding the dog a couple of different treats that would make sure that it would be nice and sloppy for her. His pet is a dachshund named Gustav.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, wow. Does Dotson's, I'm going to look up. Do Dotson's do big shits?
I don't know. But Huster later recounted the incident, saying that Goik had suddenly pulled the bag from his pocket. With the open side of the bag, he rubbed the dog excrement in my face.
Oh,
when
didn't
I
even
felt
get
what
his...
he had done, I had screamed.
He didn't even take the poop out of his own bag.
He just kept
the
it in the bag.
The old way, yeah, the
kept
way you do it. Yeah, wow.
The distressed Huster was then helped by a member of the Opera House press office.
I have been dookied.
To clean her face.
I have been dookied.
I don't know. So hey, anyway,
man, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm not. How do we put this? No one deserves it. I'll put that up top. But you just got to know. Sometimes we're not always behind a Twitter handle, are we?
No, we're not.
Sometimes you sit there and you send your little drop. You're sending your little jabs right there. You think that a fucking German ballet like choreographer's not going to be unstable?
No, he's crazy, bro. Because
they hit, like, Natalie was talking about, like, back in the day, ballet training, they, like, hit you with sticks and shit.
Bro, they're like little Hitlers.
Yeah, they beat you. They beat you into, like, and now it's obviously everything's changed because everyone's
traumatized. Bro, I don't think so. I think ballet is still like that.
There is several movements because they're trying to fight against the fact that normally to have a perfect ballerina's body, it kind of required you to have some form of eating disorder.
Right.
And then you do, because they want to, I think that term that I've heard is that you have to keep your lines clean, which means you have to be razor thin, which
you
is
what I say?
They teach you to smoke cigarettes instead of eating.
If you can do the kicks, you can do the spins. You, my friend, are a balleter.
I mean, look at me.
Balletist? Balletist?
It's a ballerina.
What
well, this is how,
ever.
You know, again,
are they up in the sky?
Is it all art subjective? That's what I would tell Goik. Is it art is subjective? Yes, she's not into it. But honestly, save your shit for a politician.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't care. A ballet reviewer.
I mean, I'm not going to get into it. But I do feel like on some level, especially like movie review guys, it's like when you come in, like, all right, you make one. You make one. Well, you know, but I also... You shouldn't assault a woman. Saved myself.
All right, everyone. Well, we got balloons in the skies. We've got dog shit on the face of ballet reviewers. But we also have a hero of the week.
And we got to, man, because if not, we're just limping along.
Kayaking. It's not just for people who want to avoid having sex. It's also for people who want to talk to beluga whales. So a kayaker got more than he bargained for when he set off hoping to encounter some beluga whales. His innovative approach of conducting marine biology by singing at the top of his lungs actually managed to draw in a pod of these smaller whales who interacted with his kayak.
So he yelled at a bunch of whales.
He sang to them.
What did he sing?
Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. But the thing is, the whales, they don't know about highways.
Yeah, they shouldn't, because if they're on the highway, there's a fucking problem.
In the most incredible interspecies duet one is likely to hear, the belugas actually began to sing back to him with chirps and trills.
Quit killing us, please. So water's getting warm.
It went viral. It even made it to the dodo. You want to hear?
I hate this.
He's singing to the whales.
It's and not a song.
This is the beluga.
Ah, beluga. Said who? Ah, beluga.
Okay.
It made no noise.
Well, that's the beluga. They made it on the dodo.
God, I feel like I'm inside Skinamarink.
So that was the dodo. So that's an exciting website that you can go viral on if you sing to beluga whales. And technically, he's hero of the fucking week. And so are beluga whales, because they sang to each other. And don't we need, now that we know there's extraterrestrial beings, maybe all of us, including the whale and man, can come together.
I think that you're right. I think that the whales are looking for anybody that they can ally with against us.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, now it actually makes me nervous. So if we're blowing these orbs out of the sky, we should probably blow the whales out of the oceans as well. And I know a lot of people are going to have a distinct emotional reaction to that. And I don't mean to be like this, but humankind must win. Let's get some listener emails.
Let's do it.
So these are two ghost stories. I'm going to try. This is a bit of a long one, but I'm just doing the one.
Okay. We haven't had a good ghost story in a long time.
Yeah, man. When I was a freshman in high school, my family moved into our first home.
Before the move, my parents had not taken me or my baby brother to the house to see for ourselves, so seeing it for the first time was a shock for me. The best way I can describe the layout in simple terms is weird.
Weird.
It was a 3-bedroom, 2-story house with the kitchen and 2 of the bedrooms upstairs, with the 3rd okay. technical bedroom downstairs and shoved into the back corner of the home, which is where I slept.
Nice.
Alone.
That's where you want.
I mean, we had a basement bathroom too, and that's where the rats used to come up at night. And we had to put a paint Ooh. Can on top because the rats used to like bounce up against the toilet.
In Queens.
This is in Queens. 1993, Ooh. There was a giant rat infestation Ooh. In New York City. Do you remember that?
No, I wasn't there.
No, do you remember, like, then we had another one later on?
This is rats a are everywhere.
I know, but then it was like a whole thing. It was a big, giant rat infestation.
There's a movie called Ben about a large rat.
I guess that's why he's calling the fucking Pentagon after this fucking show, so I can get audited. Right? Now I say...
That's not even who you call.
They'll call the other guys. They got the... It's like when you call... Sometimes you got to call one line and have them be like, you patch me into customer service.
Yes, indeed.
Now I say... technical, because this room hardly counted as a room. Hmm. It was wide enough to fit my twin-size bed, leaving just 3 feet of room left to the adjacent wall. It was a touch longer, with the end of it having an empty door frame that led to a small sewing closet. Now, not only was the layout, and seeing how my parents thought I wouldn't feel like a troll in the annex of the house a shock, but the state of the house was also strange.
Hmm.
Dead bugs, tiny centipedes lying in the corners of the rooms downstairs. No one cleaned it, right?
Yeah.
But from the very beginning, the house felt unsettling and did not take long for the knocking on my bedroom wall to start.
Whoa, that's scary.
Every single night at the same time, there'd be 3 knocks in the wall opposite of my bed.
I don't like that.
At the beginning, I thought nothing of it, as that wall also shared a wall with the garage. Did I mention the layout of the house was fucking weird? But after a while, I began to realize that garages can't produce the same 3 knocks at the same time each night.
No.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Garages don't knock.
Not all the time. Unless you got one of those knocking garages.
It's a pricey ticket.
Yeah, Scandinavian. Right. I don't know. I'm just saying.
We don't know. We don't know.
I begin to have nightmares. And I'd hear someone walking outside around my bedroom window at night. I started sleeping upstairs on the living room couch until my stepdad got pissed and told me I had to sleep in my room.
Oh, come on.
He's trying to make love to your mother in there.
Wow.
I'm going to do a lot of yada yada. Now, so there's more knocking. I was getting nightmares, more walking around outside. My friends and I did a joke seance. Never do that. Literally never do that.
Well, have fun with it.
The blinds would move. I knocked back and forth with whatever was in my walls for 5 minutes one night and so on and so forth. This is a lot. Not good. Don't do these things.
Sure, I guess.
This all leads to the week of spring break. Yay!
Revelry.
Since I was constantly having nightmares and I was 14, I would stay up as late as possible, which would result in me sleeping in later in the day. But the entity did not like me sleeping in. Every single morning, I was still in bed past 10 a.m. where there would be a loud, insistent knocking that would come from the doorframe that was at the end of my room.
Okay.
It would not stop until I physically got up out of bed. And after the 3rd day of this bullshit, I was over it. I was wide awake, laying in bed, refusing to get up when the knocking began for the 3rd time, demanding I get out. I cannot express enough to you when I say that I was wide awake when I heard the knock again. I sat straight up, irritated as hell, and said, "You know what? That doesn't scare me anymore, right?" And this is when a man voice, clear as day, says, "Good to know." Into my right ear.
Well, that's scary.
Right? And after that, in the morning, everything stopped, but something new started. The septic tank started backing into my bathroom shower. This was not a problem until I told this thing to say to fuck off. It became so bad that our landlord could not afford for us to continue living there because the cost of trying to fix the problem they could never identify with said tank was more expensive than what my parents were paying in rent.
This whole thing ended up with shit in the shower.
Yep. Okay. After the new home, everything was so much better. They moved. 1-story, no annex room, no dead bugs, and no knocks, no nightmares. Except one. This happened not too long after we moved into my new house. I woke up laying on my back in the middle of the night. Black threatened to consume my room, but the blue light from my DVR player was staving it off, casting a slightly illuminating glare.
Yeah, it's a DVR. I got it. Your DVR machine's
on. You got a TiVo, that ghost.
Yeah.
My bedroom door was open and I looked out into the hallway. There against the blackness of the hall, a figure that was blacker than the black that was there. My groggy stayed up again, propping myself onto my elbows to get a better look. And that's when this figure leapt onto me.
Whoa!
I almost got you.
Whoa! It was scary.
I was instantly thrown back.
Got me.
My elbows underneath me with what felt like full body weight pushing me down with an arm pinning my neck to my bed. I never knew what choking felt like that until that moment. Unable to breathe, I tried to cry out for help. Help me. I yelled, and it only came out in a strangled whisper as I tried to gasp for air. Again, I thought to myself, help me! But once more, it only came out as a pathetic attempt. I lay there in a panic. I couldn't move, and I felt as if I was running out of air and time. If you don't get help now, I thought to myself, you're going to die. Okay. I mustered all the strength I had in me to scream for help. Help me! Help me! I loudly whimpered. Yeah. My own feeble attempts at screaming is what woke me up. Everything was the same. The door wide open, the small blue light illuminating my room. But I was in the same position as I was when the thing jumped on me. My elbows beneath me, my back slightly arched and my head pinned to the bed.
Wow.
I dared not move, sitting in that uncomfortable position, thinking that if I did, the nightmare would start all over again.
It's the ghost of Fatty Arbuckle!
No!
No! The only Arbuckle I like is John.
Yeah, we all do, man.
Yes, indeed.
And he's sad. He's alone in there. Garfield's not real.
He is.
Garfield can't talk to him.
I know.
He just lives a life of true loneliness and desperation.
Absolutely. Truly sad. And on this Valentine's Day, read the little Garfield without Garfield.
It helps.
And you'll
remember.
See, you'll remember, say, I might be lonely, but at least I'm not as lonely as John Arbuckle.
And it's in time for you to go out there and live your life, knowing for a fact that, yeah, they're watching the skies, but guess what? They're just blowing shit up in it, right?
I actually feel more secure that we're not going to get nuked.
I mean, it really does show how powerful we are. I mean, you know, and you can love that. You know what I mean? Love knowing. Dodge that one. Dodge that one single one. It does.
The military industrial complex.
It seems like you won't laugh when you realize that most of the problems are coming from inside the house, right? When most of these calls are coming from that, you know, China didn't do the chemical spill. That comes straight down to union busting.
We did that.
So we did that. Yay. Right? So there's stuff like that. So I don't know. Man, it's a complicated week. And I'm just happy that this is out of me because I have been sitting and been watching Orb News. And there's been a lot of it.
I know. I actually got texts from friends being like, how is Henry doing?
Story's not over because, again, I want to see this fucking debris. Right? I want to see Joe Biden's pillbox. I want to see what's in there. I want to see him have sex with Dr. Jill.
You want to see
him. I want to see it for my own goddamn self. See what my tax dollars are paying for. All right. Watch him in that funky ass White House bed. Mm-hmm. Making sweet fuck on top of Abraham Lincoln's ghost. He's sitting there going, wish he was gay too. Because then he could finally see something fun in his whole life. Not his whole half of his fucking half head blown up when he was trying to go see some dumbass play with the world's worst actor.
All right, James Booth, I guess. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. Henry's doing just fine.
Oh, try Spring Hill Jack. You should order some of that.
Spring Hill Jack.
We're going to have a new blend soon.
Very nice.
We have a medium roast. It's actually very tasty.
What's old is new again. We're bringing back the stream.
Yeah, February 21st. It's coming back 8 p.m. live PST. Only Patreon.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun. I've got some pretty funny videos. I'm not sure who's going to be going first. We might just have to start with Marcus and really shake it up to
really,
start.
Really get upset. And I can't wait. We're going to be back out there. You're going to see our bodies flopping around.
Yep.
And it's like we're boys again.
There it is. We're getting younger. Younger 2023. Hail yourselves, younger, everyone.
Ooh, hail Satan, man.
Magustalations, everyone.
Just leave the orbs alone. They've been up there all this time.
We just don't know.
But obviously, we just started looking for them, so they've been up there this whole fucking time, and now we're blowing them up.
Hands to the sky. Hands to God. Hands to God.
Hands
2023.
The orbs. Hands the orbs.
Mm-hmm.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.